Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
High Roller Bliss. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. After the working he had by the Pacific Rollers on the California beach these last days, I fancy he's going in the right direction. He's in Vegas. And there's big news in Las Vegas from High Roller Bliss. Jeff, you arrive in town to measure how Vegas is doing with two phenomena. One, the recovery from the pandemic, and two, the homeless. Let's begin on the homeless. Any change in the homeless in Vegas? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. There is a change in the homeless in Vegas. Over the past year, the homeless population here in Las Vegas, like many other places in the West, has continued to grow. As a matter of fact, it's grown by double digits, 14% over 2002, which is a very, very large number in terms of growth. And you find, you see this increasingly, these people on the Strip. Before, they were never allowed to be on the Strip. You see them on the areas outside the Strip and in the suburban areas. And horribly enough, you find them in the dry washes or the underground flood tunnels that are all throughout the city. And they make their encampments there. There's actually like a city or a series of small towns under Las Vegas with these, the denizens of the dark down there that have all kinds of housing, things that they've managed to cobble together for beds and homes and such. Of course, when they have floods like they did a week or so ago, those are all damaged or destroyed. Thankfully, it looks like they got everybody out from there. But it's becoming very evident, just as in every other city on the West Coast, big city, that Las Vegas is not immune from the homeless problem.
Las Vegas is building towards a big event in November. What is it, Jeff, and what does it look like?
This will be Vegas's first opportunity to host the Formula One race. Now, I'm talking about the big Formula One race circuit that you find all over the world, made very famous in Monaco, but you find in other foreign countries. And this will be a very big deal. It'll even run down the Las Vegas Strip at one point. But throughout the city, is they are going great guns. I mean, it seems like they're working around the clock to repair streets, repave them, put in new fixtures, put in viewing stands, to build this giant, you know, structure for the pit area. It's amazing. I was here just a couple of weeks ago for another concert event, and just to see the change, the progress they've made in some of these structures is phenomenal. They're going all out. But the other part of it is Vegas, you know, this is a very expensive venture to go ahead and try to host this. They realize they're going to recoup it in hundreds of millions, if not, you know, more than $1 billion, because you're not only going to get all that extra big money flowing in for gambling and resorts, but you're getting a lot of things for fees and for travel and you name it. I mean, this is going to be a huge money magnet. I cannot imagine the number of private jets that are going to be stacked up out at Harry Reid Airport here, where all the regular traffic comes in.
I know if you have to ask, you can't afford it. I can't afford it. So what does the cheap seat look like, Jeff, at this point? Can we estimate?
Well, I spoke with one Vegas person, and they were getting a special deal, or at least one was offered to them by one of the local casinos, that they would have a ticket that would run all 3 days, the qualifying up to the final day. And for one seat, and this is not a great seat, it would be $16,000. And then on top of that, as part of the condition of doing this through the hotel, you would have to, you know, get a room with them for that weekend, and that would be another $5,000 or $6,000. So, you know, after you're talking about all the expenses of getting there, the transportation, the lodging, the food, which is going to be astronomically high, and whatever else, on the low end, people might be spending $20,000-$25,000.
Good for Vegas's business. And how is business on the Strip, Jeff? Can you tell? Are the tourists there? Are the gamblers there? Are the conventions there?
The tourists are here. I came in a little bit earlier than a typical weekend stay, had some other work to do, and it wasn't particularly crazy busy. I mean, it wasn't packed by any means. You could get through, walk through any casino, any resort area without any problem. As Friday night comes along, it'll get busier. There are a lot of big concerts in town, so that'll draw quite a few people. But it's not. Is it the pre-pandemic levels? Hard to tell. They have come back economically, but I think they're still working to something bigger. And of course, things like the Formula One race, the new Sphere, which is this huge entertainment facility they built that's going to open in September, and the baseball team that looks like they're going to get from Oakland, those will all contribute to making, you know, Vegas even stronger than it was before.
And it's an odd mix, Jeff. You're talking about the homeless population growing as Vegas's attractions grow. It's a conflict that I don't easily understand. So let's go to the story in Los Angeles. The homeless in Los Angeles, you send me snapshots now and again when you're driving around the city of the tents raised outside or alongside the freeways in any of the islands in the middle of the street. The presumption was the new mayor, Karen Bass, had the money and the gumption and the political talent to make a change in the homeless population in Los Angeles. Can you see the change?
No one can see the change, you know, and I can't fault her. It's not that she's not trying. She is out there. You know, she puts in her appearances far more than her predecessor did. But she, you know, she's up against a couple things. She's up against the homeless industrial complex, which makes money by keeping people homeless, by, you know, creating a sense of, you know, there's housing being built. It really isn't, or it's very little. But, you know, they keep putting money out there that attracts people for, you know, whatever reasons to come to the, you know, downtown LA area and other places to live and get services and things like that. So she's fighting against a pretty big machine, a monster of sorts. And the only way you could really dismantle that is if you, you know, did something radical. She's not doing anything radical. Each thing that she does is a little chip here and there, but it's not enough to make any difference.
I have news from you, Jeff. In March 2024, next year, California primary voters will decide whether or not they wish to require hotels to shelter unhoused individuals in vacant rooms. The ballot measure, this is published within these last hours, the ballot measure by Unite Here Local 11, a regional hospitality union becoming a major political powerhouse in Southern California and Arizona, has critics wondering why the union would push forward a measure they argue would only put union members in harm's way. That is a good question, Jeff. Let me understand this. If there's an empty hotel room, no matter where it is, the house that is housing for the homeless, is that the proposal?
That is the proposal, that they are looking to compel hotels with vacancies to house homeless people alongside regular guests. You know, I think it was very interesting. The LA Daily News put it this way. Imagine the dismay of people who work in the hotels if they have to manage the situation. Business travelers, tourists, and visitors will be side by side in the corridors, elevators, lobby, and breakfast room with people who have been relocated from nearby tent encampments to enjoy the same accommodations paid for by city taxpayers. That is what we're talking about.
We have some experience about housing the homeless in hotels. I recall they tried this in San Francisco. They still might be doing it. Wasn't the problem that the hotels were damaged badly and that there are lawsuits floating around?
We're talking about damage in the millions of dollars in L.A. and millions of dollars in San Francisco and elsewhere where this was tried and, you know, compelled during the emergency shutdown. So, you know, not only did you have the damage from people who are homeless, but you had a number of homeless who got there. And once they learned they had to you know, live under certain rules like no drugs, no crime, you know, no prostitution, things like that, they moved out. So even though they had this mandate from, you know, authorities, they still couldn't fill these buildings despite the large number of homeless because the homeless did not want to live there and did not want to live by those rules.
Jeff Bliss in Las Vegas, the High Roller Bliss, with a report on the upcoming Formula One race in Vegas. I'm John Batch.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.